Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. It's so great to be connecting with you guys. I want to thank you for tuning us in, turning us on in the many, many ways that you do. This is a really important show tonight. I have to tell you that, and my guest has heard me say this many times, you know, we're talking about obesity in our country, and we're talking about it in many, many different ways, okay? One of the things that I shared was the fact that my sister, who I absolutely adored growing up, she was 12 years older than I. I watched her, this beautiful woman, die on a hospital floor at about 450 pounds. And, you know, I didn't really understand it. I don't think we had, you know, much information about what's happening with us. Why do we gain weight? What are we doing? Where is all this coming from? And what's happening now is out in the world, there are pills, there are potions, there are lotions, there are injections. There are all sorts of things out there, conversations about dieting, what to eat, what not to eat. But very few people are doing a good job at getting what's underneath this. You know, what is it that would make us grab for not a slice of pie, but the whole pie? You know, what is it that, you know, many people, many of us, I should say, what is it about that one handful of potato chips that absolutely, you know, puts us into a frenzy to eat the whole bag? Well, you might be able to say, yeah, it's part of what's going on in the food system. Yep, we can talk about that a little bit. But weight loss has become a major issue with our medical world and our government getting involved with what they now see as a solution. But the problem is, we're not getting at what the problem is. That's why today's show with one of the world's first and foremost experts in what's going on, you know, what's eating us really. This is an important show. Sandy Zelda is joining me here tonight. And, you know, I call her Ms. Z. Many of you, please feel free to do that as well. You know, Sandy is someone, she takes a look at life from a spiritual and a health conscious perspective. She works with people, whether they're entrepreneurs, celebrities, artists, you name it, people who struggle with food cravings, with body image, with weight image, you know, with looking. You know, I got to tell you, this is like I'm having this conversation with myself now. I'm introducing her, but I will tell you, you know, when somebody that is 128 pounds looks at you and says, I have got to go and get my body, whatever it's called, BMI, done. And you're looking and you're saying, what is the obsession going on here? Is it around food? Is it around emotion? What is going on in the world? That's what today's show is all about. You know, Sandy is somebody that is working with people all over the world. And she's not just working with them to say, oh, you want to lose a few pounds? No. She's working with them to say, do you want to change your life? Do you want to understand what is underneath what you're doing? And by the way, what is it that she does to get at that with people? We're going to hear a lot about that today on the show. We're going to really take a look at what she's discovered in all the years that she's been doing this, because the number one cause of weight loss number one cause of weight gain. It has probably little to do with what you think it does. So we're going to talk about what it is and what we can do about it. This is your Eat Like a Goddess mentor, Sandy Zeldes, joining me here today. Government's involved. We have the medical profession involved. We're trying to look at whether obesity is a disease and not a disease. And the question is anybody really looking at what the heck is causing that? What was it behind my sister, her style of eating, whatever, what was going on there? You know, what was that? Because if we knew now what we knew then, could have probably saved my sister's life. Sandy, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Thanks, Dr. Pat. It's a pleasure to be here with you. And yeah, once again, it's always, it's just really heartening to hear about your sister and, you know, to know what you've gone through and how much you care about this issue, because it really isn't about the food, is it? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's about so much more. And I think it's so much easier in a way to focus on the food, right? And to focus on some kind of external approach. And I get that. I get that that can be, at least it's something we can point to that is concrete and you can write it down. And for people, it's very specific. But it doesn't get at it, right? It doesn't solve the problem often, mm-hmm. right? Because the problem is often that, well, okay, I know what to do, but I don't do it, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, it's totally different. And so, and people will struggle with themselves, you know, over and over and over until they address what it is that's really eating them, you know. And then everything becomes, quote, easier from there. It's like it's effortless when we know what's really getting at us, that's making the food seem so overwhelming and such a solution, you know, such a great solution.
You know, it's really, I have to tell you, it's really interesting, the society that we live in, right? Kate Middleton, right? Just had her baby. So she has the baby. And what is it, like 1 or 2 days she has the baby? But what does she do? She does something very non-traditional. She shows up in a polka dot dress. And what do you think people are talking about? They're talking, you know what I'm ready to say, right? They're talking about how she looks under a polka dot dress as if she still looks pregnant. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? We are so in gaga land, right? That we think you are going to have a baby and then you're at what? Where's everything going? It's really fascinating to me how are we unaware? I mean, maybe the Kardashian, Kim Kardashian's not going to come out for 6 months. We're never going to see what she looked like. But isn't this interesting, out of all the things we could be talking about, we're talking about a polka dot dress that shows her baby bump after she has the baby.
Or even focusing on a woman's, you know, figure in that way, as if, you know, that's what's important about the situation. It's outrageous, I think, and it's quite insulting, really. You know, I don't know. We've really gone a long way in our culture in the last, you know, 50 years mm-hmm. with the media and everything becoming just more and more and more in our face. And, it's really interesting to watch how extreme we've gotten about it's like monitoring our bodies. And so nothing is, you know, everything's up for question. Everything's up for criticism, right?
Yeah.
And it's so easy to jump there. And I'll tell you what, just, you know, I'm sure everyone already knows this, but I want to point it out because I see it every day. This is a major reason, a major cause of binges, just so you know. So if you want to really go out of control with food and drive yourself nuts, criticize your body like crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
If you want to actually gain weight, you can just go ahead and be very critical and very, monitoring everything that you see. I see it all the time. It's a direct link to binges for women, at least that I see every day. So I talk a lot about body image and I talk a lot about negative beliefs, but we all do have the power to do something about it. So.
Well, let's talk about you for a minute, because one of the things I want to talk about, I want folks to know who you are, and I want them to know who you are, but why you do what you do. Let's take a minute, if we could, and, you know, talk with folks about what does this mean to eat like a goddess? What does this mean, the work that you do? What have you seen that has brought you to this place that you're like, I know you're passionate about what's going on here, and I know you must be scratching your head, but what is it about you, Sandy, that our listeners should know about that has you each day waking up inspired to work with your clients?
Well, you know, I mean, as you mentioned, you know, when you were introducing me, I've been a health-conscious professional chef, nutritionist, and healer for many, many, many years. So I have this background, and I've been doing this for a really long time, and I've been very health-conscious, but I'm also a woman who gets it when it comes to healing issues with food and body image, of course. You know, I am a woman in our culture, so I've definitely been through it. And, you know, being raised by a health-conscious parent and, you know, having this background didn't necessarily prevent all of my issues, you know, from occurring. So, and there's many reasons for this. And I spent a long time really trying to figure this all out, you know, mm-hmm. and just really struggling. You know, I would be food obsessed and not know what to eat, and I struggled with sugar cravings and, you know, trying to figure out what was right for me, going from raw, vegan, vegetarian, high protein. I've been all over the map. And I can tell you that after many years of struggling, I really found a permanent solution through holistic nutrition, and also, you know, a technique that I now use predominantly called EFT, which is emotional freedom technique, and it's about healing the underlying emotional causes to an issue. So that's what really made the shift for me, was when I figured out what was really eating me, what was really at the root cause of my cravings.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's when things started to really shift, is when I could actually, you know, not just know what to do, which was the first step for me, actually. I did learn some things that were really powerful about what worked for my body, and put it into action. You know, that was the second step, was actually getting into action, you know, not struggling with myself,
yeah.
Right? And needing to eat, you know, for whatever reasons, emotional reasons, stress, you know, all these things, beliefs, all these different causes. And that was really fascinating. And so I've been doing that with my clients now for about 7 years, and it's a really powerful, powerful process when you can actually get into action with what actually works for you as an individual, as opposed to thinking you need to read another book or do another diet program, or there's some missing link or something out there, right? That's what everyone thinks. They think,
yeah.
Oh, well, there's just one more thing out there I need to do. No, there's not. What if there's not? There isn't anything out there that you need to do. You just need to access your own wisdom. And I know that might sound a little woo-woo for some people, but it's not that hard. It doesn't have to take 20 years of climbing to the mountaintop, you know, and meditating. It can be pretty quick. And often I find that it's about letting go of things, which is what we were talking about earlier, you and I. It's about letting go of things as opposed to adding something new in. Isn't that interesting?
Well,
so people...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever's blocking us from receiving our own, you know, intuitive wisdom. We're, you know, we are very intuitive, and we do have information. We're just not hearing it usually, for many
yeah,
good reasons.
For a lot of reasons. But you know what? And this is why, you know, what you do with people and how you help people is so important. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to move beyond this idea of weight loss. We're going to talk about, again, continue to have this dialogue, the number one cause. And then more importantly, you know, what is and why is emotional stress? I know for myself, I've had a few, Sandy and I were actually talking before we came on, you know, what the heck was up with the month of July? And, yeah. You know,
are we going to go there?
We're going to go there. Because how the heck did we get through the month of July without putting on 10 or 20 pounds? That's what I want to know. Let's take a short break, everyone. When we come back, we're going to talk about this number one cause. We're going to talk about emotional stress. You know what I'm saying? Every time you think that you don't have enough money to pay your bills, or you're thinking your husband's cheating on you, or your job, you know, that crazy narcissistic boss you have, all of the above. What the heck do we do with that? Is it worth sitting down and eating that half a gallon of ice cream? We're going to talk about that and much more, because I've got the number one expert in the house here, Sandy Zeldis, joining me, as I call him, Ms. Z. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, for leading edge empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone, from the healthy to the health challenged, and learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. It's a special edition of the show for those of you out there, because this is a super important topic. The number one cause of weight gain and what to do about it, with your Eat Like a Goddess mentor, Sandy Zeldis, joining me here today. I like to call her Ms. Z. It's something I love to do. I love talking with her because, as I said in the intro before, you know, we have now weight loss at the top of the charts in the medical world, in the government, in many, many places. And what is really going on with that conversation? You know, what is really going on? Well, I'll tell you one of the things I think is going on. I think there's a whole lot of talk about a whole lot of stuff, except what's really going on. Sandy, that's what I think. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think I need to listen to all the arguments and understand everybody, because I haven't really been following it, because what I follow so much is this alternative approach, which is really about healing from the inside out, you know, and I'm really all of the mind of a holistic approach, and how can I be proactive, you know. It's not to say that there's not a place for, you know, what's going on or what people mm-hmm. are doing, but I think that with weight especially, mm-hmm. oh my goodness, it's not about another diet. People have more information than they know what to do with. It's total sabotage to have yet one more diet thrown on the pile. Do you know what I mean? Because by the time people come to me, Dr. Pat, they are so confused. And so it's not even confused. It's like they've lost trust mm-hmm. with themselves. And I'll tell you something. A client was telling me just yesterday, it was a perfect example of this, that she was doing great. I'm not going to mention what she was doing, but it was something that was working very, very well for her. She felt great. And a doctor said to her, don't do that. And so she stopped and she started doing whatever he said. And she gained tons and tons of weight quickly. I won't tell you how much, but it was for mm-hmm. her a lot of weight quickly. And so she got so confused that she started bouncing around on all these different concepts and diets. And the only thing that interests me about that was how much trust she lost with her own inner wisdom, right? With what worked for her, like what feels good for her. And I'm not saying the doctor's wrong. I don't know what's wrong and right. All I know is there's a way in which we can assess that for ourselves based on well-being, you know, how we feel, trust, listening, awareness, you know, and it's doable. It's very, very doable. You don't have to be a yoga master, you know? And so that's what's interesting to me, is what's going on out there with people not really trusting themselves. Mm-hmm. To know what their own answers are. It's very interesting, actually, to watch.
I think there is, too. And I think the reason that I'm so, and honestly, I'm not really following a whole lot, because I really want to understand what's going on underneath. And that's why I have conversations with you, because, you know, we're talking today about, and before the break, I said, let's talk about it. Let's talk about emotional stress, right? Yeah. I mean, when were the times that I went and I stopped, or I got in my car and I drove down and I got that pint of Java chip ice cream? I mean, really? And then ate the whole thing.
Right.
You know, what
right.
was really going on? So could you please fill us in on emotional stress, why it goes unrecognized, and then how it becomes so embedded in us, because this is really the story of my sister's life and death, by the way. What I'd love to hear this from your point of view.
Yeah. I mean, what I see is that stress is just so insidious. It's, you know, it's the water we swim in, right? We're mm-hmm. dealing with it every single day, and we tend to minimize our own stress. We just get used to it. So, so the kinds of things that cause the most stress for people can, you know, are the insidious things, you know, the little irritations, or, you know, the ongoing things that are happening, or unresolved stress from the past is a huge one. That's actually really, really huge. Mm-hmm. You know, significant life events that we truly haven't really, I don't like to use this word, but healed from, just to have a simple way to put it. Yeah, I mean, to me, it's more like we just don't, our culture is not very good at handling emotional stress in general, so it tends to accumulate. And there's a lot of reasons for it. We all get busy and all this, but what I see often is that people think they've really resolved something, and it's still really eating at them. And how do I know? Because when we release it, their cravings are gone, or things are different. They laugh easy. You know, they feel different. They just feel different. So I see for sure that it accumulates. And so there's lots of places to look, you know, and to take it seriously. And it really will make a difference. You know, you start somewhere. I remember years ago, there were things I needed to address that were, frankly, they were big. They weren't the kind of things I was going to resolve in a week, right?
Right.
And I knew that. I knew that. But they were worth doing because they were so significantly affecting my life. So things like moving, you know, changing residences, or changing your sleep, you know, some of these things take a little bit of time, but they're really going to make a difference in your life. And they're worth resolving as well. So, mm-hmm. Changing careers, anything.
Well, isn't this interesting, right? I mean, you know, I think about the times that, you know, the things that have happened in my life. It's really kind of interesting to talk about this a little bit, because you know, many people look at what we're drawn to when it comes to an emotional relief, right? And we're talking about, you know, this idea of emotions, right? And what we're drawn to. Some people drink, some people take drugs, and some people eat. And I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other things that we're looking at in terms of, you know, the addictive nature of this. Because at some level, don't we feel good, you know? I mean, we're trying to numb ourselves, aren't we? And who can blame anybody, really?
Absolutely. And it works, or we wouldn't do it, right? So, you know, and it's a quick fix. It's a really quick fix. It hits those dopamine receptors. We feel better right away, you know, in the moment. And then later we feel worse. So it works temporarily, just like any, quote, drug, you know, or something that we do to kind of help ourselves. And that's fine. I mean, it's okay. I'm not saying... it's bad. I'm not, you know, it's just a strategy. But what if there's another strategy that actually helps you long term? It doesn't just kind of shut down the feeling, but allows you to feel it and move through it and be done and kind of move on and have more freedom, in your life and in your body, where you don't have to feel there's a negative consequence to your coping strategy, right?
Yeah.
What if there could be a healthier way to approach it that was, you know, a little bit easier too?
So how do people truly begin to heal? Because this is not something we're hearing in the media or the press right now. How do people truly heal? You know what I'm trying to say? It's like all of a sudden we're looking and we're seeing our children, right? And so we're looking, and what we want to say, oh, it's got to be the soda they're drinking. So the mayor of New York says you can't buy the big soda. Honestly, I'm a little baffled by that, because people will just buy two of the medium sized sodas. It seems like we're down a path to do something that maybe, you know, makes sense to some. But don't you think most people know that there's an emotional issue behind every extra bite of anything they ever put in their mouth? I know I do.
Well, I think you're very enlightened. But I think that actually what I see is a lot of people don't realize. That's what's so fascinating. We don't realize we're doing it. It's so quick. It's such a quick strategy. It's too quick, you know. We're not able to access. And by the way, I do think the issue with kids is a little different, because kids only have access to what's put in front of them. It's a little bit different. As adults, we have choice, you know, theoretically. I mean, we could talk about that. We could discuss that about low-income neighborhoods not having options. And sure, there's definitely some socioeconomic issues. And I get that, and that's a whole different discussion, in my opinion. But what I'm talking about is if someone does have choice, like kids, if they're in school and the only thing put in front of them is like cafeteria food or a soda, you know what I mean? The options aren't so great.
Oh, I'm right
there. That's a little different. Yeah, I'm not. That makes me very angry. That's a problem. Mm-hmm. To me. Shop and make choices. There's time. Well, if you do that, right, the time you're going to be in school. And she was very stressed and driven out. And just was so miserable that she would go through the drive-thru, right? And I think that's really, like, that's the core for a lot of people, is what are we doing when we're not feeling so great? And, you know, what are the choices we make when, or how do we address that, our stress, you know, our emotional experience, and not go through the drive-thru, and then have the added consequence of feeling like crap about yourself because, well, now I've gained weight, and physically I don't feel good. So it's like a double, it's got a secondary consequence, negative consequence, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So the weight gain is just a symptom. It's just a symptom. I don't even like to talk about the weight in a sense. I feel like it's just kind of, it's totally secondary to what's really going on. What's really going on is our lives, right? So, and at that point, it becomes a little bit, to me, a spiritual process. And the word spiritual, I use in quotes. I'm not religious. I don't. No one has to have a specific dogma to do this. But it is, we do need to give ourselves some compassion and some energy, you know, some time, like some effort to heal, to figure out what it is we really do need to do and do that instead to change things. And so that's why a lot of my clients will start with, you know, a job they don't like or a relationship they don't like or a situation they don't like and transform their entire lives because that's where the issue is. And I don't say that to scare anybody. It's not like that has to be the issue. It's just that whatever is eating you is the issue, not the weight.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Whatever is...
I mean, what we're talking about here really is really making a change in life, and that change is a change for good. And that's really not the conversation that we hear pretty much out there. I think there are some of the popular television shows that try to get at it. I want to talk about, when we come back, I want to talk about the tool that's used. I want to talk about the work that you've done and some of the changes that you've seen happen through the work that you've done. How people are able to really shed, as I said earlier in the show, you know, it's not about shedding pounds. It's about shedding baggage, things that I know I've carried through my life. And, you know, Sandy and I were just talking about the month of July,
yeah.
But things that we've carried forward that honestly, if you're really looking at them, they do not serve. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you too can have that. If you want to find out more about Sandy, just go to the website eatlikeagoddess.com. There's a free audio there for you guys, eatlikeagoddess.com. We'll tell you more about the audio when we come back from break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. It's Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern for leading edge, empowering knowledge and information, which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. And learn the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. This new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. Visit TheMichelleBondShow.com and step into your new reality.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. It's one of the most significant shows I think I've done on this topic. And it's because we've got somebody like Sandy that has committed her life to making sure that people understand, wow, you know what? There is a way to change. There is a way to change for good. And this is what she does. If you want to find out more, go to eatlikeagoddess.com, the website. Now, Sandy, you've got a bunch of things on there for people. Why don't you give folks an idea of the free downloads and things that you have?
Sure, I'd love to. So the free audio, actually, that I created is a training I did, about a 90-minute training, and it talks about the three invisible barriers. That I call them to weight loss. And why do I call them invisible? Because they really primarily are to people. It's the stress, you know, it's that water that we swim in that we just don't seem to recognize. And so I kind of I go into depth into those three barriers and how to find and release those barriers so that people can get unstuck. And I get a lot of really, really wonderful comments about this audio, how this audio has helped people. So, you know, it's a great place to start to just recognizing where some blocks might be to getting the results with weight that you've been looking for. If you've been stuck for a long time, someone's listening and it feels like they've been really stuck and tried everything and failed. You know, that's really common. So no one has to feel like a failure. There's just another place to look. And I often consider it, it's kind of like we're shooting the arrow at the wrong target. So yeah. We're hitting a target, you know, right? It's not that the target is wrong, we're shooting the arrow in the wrong place. I don't know if I'm saying this right, but it's like we're just looking in the wrong place. That's all. We just need to look in the right place, and we're fine. We can be successful if we do that. And so that's what that audio is all about. It describes the three areas, and you can identify with whichever piece of that puzzle is kind of missing for you and where to look.
Well, I'm very grateful. I'm grateful that you put together the things that you do, because I think about this, and I opened the show up talking about my sister. You know, if my sister were alive today and given the work that you're doing, she would be able to create a new life. You would be able to work with her and be able to help her, as we're using the metaphor, you know, shed that skin, you know, be able to, you know, look at her life, whether that's healing wounds, whatever that is. But, you know, we are talking about healing stress. We are talking about an approach that you use. And I want to take a minute for you to tell people what that is and, you know, why it is so powerful in the work that you do.
Sure, I'd love to. So the primary technique I use and tool right now, although there's many, but the primary tool that I give people to use for themselves as well is called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. It's a technique that has been used for at least 20 years now, maybe a little bit longer, probably more like 30. Discovered originally by a psychotherapist, and that's why it was introduced primarily into the therapy world, and that's where it kind of spread out from, and then honed and changed by Gary Craig, a man called Gary Craig, who created this newer technique, EFT, from the original technique. And what it does, it's basically tapping with your fingertips on meridian points, traditional meridian points in the body that they use in acupuncture, and instead of using needles, we use our fingertips to tap on these points to just release trapped emotional energy. And it sounds kind of weird, but it works, so who cares? I mean,
right.
You don't have to believe it. You don't even have to believe it. It's like, it just works. And I've used it with animals. I've used it with children. You know, it just seems to work. And so that's why I use it, to be perfectly honest. I've used a lot of techniques. And this one just is consistently powerful. And I think that's because, you know, stress is such a big issue for everyone. And this is what primarily I think that EFT is able to really do quickly is relieve stress. And there's been studies now that show that it helps to lower cortisol. And I'm sure as the years go by and we do more studies, they're going to it's going to show more things. And in my own practice, I've seen the results through over time working with people. I can see the results in their tests of many different things, by the way. So, and of course, I can't clinically prove anything, but I see it, you know, and they feel it. So, you can feel it for yourself in a minute. How much relief you get through tapping. And the other thing that's really neat about tapping, for and people who tap know this, it's not just a stress reliever. It helps to access, well, a lot of us feel, the subconscious mind, which is where most of our information, basically, about our lives, about ourselves, about everything that's happening, is stored. Not our conscious mind, but our subconscious mind. So, you know, a lot of really popular EFT practitioners used to be hypnotherapists and now just do EFT, right? Because it's mm-hmm. very quick at accessing information. So that's kind of this neat little, not little, but very big benefit. And it happens quickly, so people often don't even know what's happening. But as a practitioner, I know exactly what's happening. We are accessing information and going deep quickly, you know, to release something. So it's kind of like, it's a powerful release tool, basically. So,
well,
for example,
I wanted you to give some examples, because I want to say this. I did a show the other day, and I talked about this. And one of the things I said, growing up as a kid, right, I was the tapper. If I had anything in my hands, I would tap on the counter. But here's something really interesting. Because tapping on the counter makes noise, right? Like you got your pencil, you're tapping. Okay, how do you stop somebody tapping? You don't. That's my thing. I'm sorry. I am a frustrated, wanted-to-be drummer. I'm a tapper. So one of the things that happened growing up, this is funny, right? Because I tap to this day. Now I just know that I could tap in certain places. So what happens with that is I started to tap on my legs. You know, I didn't stop the tapping, but I did it in a way that didn't make noise. And, you know, it's interesting. I had to go to therapy for this as a kid, believe it or not. They take you to the psychiatrist because they say she won't stop tapping. And so now when you look at that, yeah, guess why? You're growing up in the Bronx.
You are ahead of your time. Yeah.
The girl is tapping because, you know, she's living in a place where every day she walks to school, she feels like she's going to die. Let her tap. But this is really what I want you to talk about. I know you've got some stories. Let's go ahead and share some of these stories, because we are now understanding the power of this.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's kind of like, I think I've given this example in one of the other shows, and I talk about these examples a lot with body image. And one of the things that comes up, and I mean, obviously I know that body image is a big issue in our culture, but I didn't necessarily make the direct connection between body image and weight until I just saw it over and over again in my practice. And so, you know, we'll be tapping for an issue with desperation to lose weight. Let's say that's one of the examples I'm thinking of that one of my clients had. Everyone has, but who works with me, but one client in particular I'm thinking of that we were working with that. And this is an example of accessing your subconscious mind. And I think. So we were tapping for that, you know, tapping meaning working together, tapping through an issue. And she brought what came up was a time when she was 14. For her, it was at age 14, when she first felt bad about, you know, negative about the way she looked.
Right.
At any different time, there's lots of reasons. It's not always just puberty and pre-puberty. It's many, many causes. It's not to say there's just one. But, you know, let's face it, there's a lot of puberty moments that are really critical, that we make big judgments, and I've seen this over and over. And we can go in and release that trauma. I'm going to call it a trauma, an emotional moment that really got stuck. And so we did that with her, and this isn't a matter of minutes. This isn't months of working together. This was, you know, minutes. And after we released that, the neat side effect was that her desperation to lose weight went away. Naturally. I mean, we didn't even have to talk about it. It just was gone, and she stopped then doing these desperate measures to lose weight. which were causing her to gain weight, by the way. So all those desperate measures usually just, you know, backfire. You know, you can't just restrict food forever to lose weight. You're going to binge. So that's what she was doing. And so she was able to stop all of that, and she lost 8 pounds mm-hmm. naturally, just doing nothing, basically. Do you know what I mean? Not fighting with herself.
I do know what you mean.
That was super neat. That was really neat. And she was able to let go of kind of this hatred, this mm-hmm. negativity that was from 40 years previous, stored in her, you know, her energy system, her mind, her body, wherever you want to, you know, a lot of us think the subconscious mind is embodied. It's not just in your mind. The mind is throughout every cell. So we released that, and lots of side benefits there. One of them, weight loss. And so that's one example, how we access the subconscious trapped emotional material. I see this a lot with loss. Significant losses in our lives are very, very important to really work with and release. Any life event, really, that is significant. So one of the questions I often ask people is, when did you first start to gain weight?
Uh-huh.
You know, not everyone has a moment, but some people do. And that's a really good place to start, with looking at, well, what happened? You know, what significant stress happened? Oh, well, we moved. Oh, I lost my job, and then my husband and I started, you know, having a problem. Whatever happens before weight gain starts. If it's been someone's entire life, well, what happened in your childhood, of course, right? You know, what were the significant stressors? What was going on? So it can feel like a therapeutic process, but really what it is a release technique. It's really quite different, actually, than a therapy process. It's more releasing the trapped stress, you know, the trapped emotional stress, basically, is what I think. That's what I think we're really doing.
Well, I mean, my gosh, you know, how hard, you know, what we're talking about is so important, because without the help of someone like you, we don't get to this on our own. We really don't. I mean, there are some people
very
I think
very hard
that
to do. It's very hard to be like doctor and patient, especially with subconscious material. It's just really tough.
It is really tough.
It's
the
tough.
Other part that's tough is you have to get to it in a safe environment, and that's what you provide. Do you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody's like, let's watch Dr. Phil. No, that's not what we're talking about. That's not what this is about. So I want you to talk a little bit about your approach to this, because this has got to be a process that is done with somebody that understands, but more importantly, it's a kind process. It might be a process that really gets to some tough places, but it does have to be a kind process. And it's very different than what people think. This is not therapy. And I wanted you to really make that distinction.
About the process itself. Well, I think, I mean, you know, I've talked a lot about compassion, right?
Yes.
And I think it's so hard for us, as women, and especially as women about our bodies, to give that to ourselves. You know, we want to come at it from this, we're often very frustrated, angry, anxious, and quite critical. And so the first step that I usually start with is working with that, because we can't really go anywhere from there, right? So it's a tough spot to be in. You know, you don't really access a lot of information from that the desperation, you know, so that's where I usually like to begin, is helping people to you know, stop feeling so negative about themselves, and the shame and the blame and the criticism, I think, is a super great place to start. And you can do that. It really is workable.
I think
it's a really important place to start.
Yeah. It is an important place to start, but one of the things I want to talk about here in the few minutes we have left is, while that's a place to start, you truly help people get to the place that they want to be at, and I want to talk about that. Can you talk a little bit about some examples of some of the folks you've worked with? Because I know that you've worked with all sorts of people from all sorts of walks of life. And please do that.
Yeah, well, it's interesting, Dr. Pat, because some people I work with, you know, have 5 pounds that they're interested in losing.
Mm.
And it's really more about feeling so unhappy in their body. And they'll tell me that, that they just want to have peace with food and not be so obsessed and thinking about it every single day, right? So there are people, a lot of people who will come to me, a lot of women who will come to me because they're just not happy in their bodies, even though it's not necessarily about weight, and they know it. So that's some of the women I work with, and we work with the beliefs, the stress, and the anxiety, the unhappiness, and what's really going on underneath all that, and then, which often has nothing to do with their bodies, right? So it's always about something else, and so we work with that. And then there's people who have struggled with weight their entire life.
Yeah.
Right? So the symptom shows up as we want to, we're having an issue with our bodies. For women, right, it's all about our bodies. We're like, there's something wrong with me. Well, what if there's nothing wrong with you, right? That's
right.
What we kind of do together. That's what I do with people is, there's nothing wrong with you. It's more there's something that's eating you.
That's right. It's not
really
what you're eating. It's what's eating you.
And it's not what you're eating.
It's
what's eating you.
That's a quote you've got to put on your website. You got to put that up there, Sandy. You got to do that. That is a Ms. Z quote.
That's great. Yeah.
Right?
And
yeah,
so that's
it's not
why
what
I was
you're
like,
eating.
Like
it's
a
what
goddess,
eating, what's
like,
eating you.
And I just got so tired of hearing everybody complain. I'm a chef, and I'm this passionate hedonistic kind of pleasure. I'm all into pleasure, and I'm just the opposite of our culture, I think, like that says, don't do this, don't do that, it's restrictive, and oh my God, you have to be like a size 2. And it's like, what are you talking about? Like, shut up. Like, everybody just relax. Like, can we just love ourselves? Can we just like our bodies for once? It's just, to be honest, that's how it all kind of started. I just can't relate. So what's happening with all this hatred and criticism, it's like the opposite of how I feel being a woman and what I'd like for women to experience. And I went through it myself, so I get it. But I'm just saying I think there's another way, and I think it's about we can access loving ourselves no matter what our size, and we can get to a place where we can find balance and harmony and not have it be about restriction, Because it really is about what's eating us within, and if we can access that, we really can heal this relationship with food. We really can.
I agree, so. Absolutely. Honestly, I have to tell you, boy, Sandy, there's so much that I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for what you do. I mean, for all of you listening to this show, this is for you guys out there. You want to go check out what Sandy's got going on at her website, and if you know someone like I do, right, don't be shy about saying, look, go check out www.eatlikeagoddess.com. Just go check it out and, find out what's going on in your life. Because I'm with you, self-loathing. You want to talk about an epidemic we have.
I know.
And we have so much to love about ourselves, We're not our job loss. We're not our relationship loss. We're not our financial loss. That's not who we are. We are really here, have been all called to shine. It's our birthright to live an epic life. And without the work that you're doing and help folks understand that they could shed that, what did you say before? It's not what you eat. It's what's eating you.
Mm-hmm.
If my sister would have known that, if she would have been alive today to be able to have a conversation with you, her life would have been very different. And I am just struck by how many lives you're saving, how many people you're helping, whether it's 1 pound, no pounds, or just wanting to get rid of all of that stuff. Sandy, thank you for joining me here today. One last question. I wanted to ask you, what's your personal message? What do you want to tell people that they could do? Are there places for them to get started? Because sometimes you feel overwhelmed. What would you suggest? What do you want to leave us with today?
That's a really good question. And I want to say something. I just want for all of us as women to know how important we are, and just for one moment, just to take that in of how important everything is and everything matters, right? Everything we are does matter, and there's a ripple effect. And what if you could feel that, you know, that every moment, everything you are matters. And so it doesn't have to be, I don't know how to say this, like it doesn't have to take years. It doesn't have to take hours. Take a moment and just recognize yourself and your value. And I know that a lot of women have a hard time feeling that, but just give yourself a moment of your own precious attention and just honor yourself.
Wow.
Because I think that's what we have a really hard time doing.
Oh, that's beautiful. Let's give out your website again and just invite folks to the many, many things that are available there. And I can't thank you enough, Sandy. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I love what you're doing, and it's a pleasure to be here. And the website's www.eatlikeagoddess.com. And, yeah, thanks so much, Dr. Pat.
Well, let me thank you. For those of you out there, if you're ready to take your life to the most amazing place that you can ever imagine, you know, please check out what Sandy's doing. Check out her website. Check out eatlikeagoddess.com. And if it isn't you, but it is someone that you know, someone whose life could be so much brighter, someone who is ready to just absolutely remove the shackles of guilt, of shame, of emotional stress, this show was for all of you out there. Because if you're anything like me, and probably Sandy, if you're anything like us, you've had your fair share of emotional stress. And I'll tell you, it just don't taste very good. Thank you for tuning us in. Turning us on. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
You're stepping down your soapboxes, way too high overgrown. See the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taken off and left to you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said. But don't worry, we all fall down somehow.